This one here looks like an immense big zip code. You know, like if you go to the cashier, you know, and pay with Templar V's at the bottom. And here it says something with Elite. Where is it? I don't see it anymore. Oh, there it is. Elite. Elites. The Elite Tour. Oh, it definitely is. In Strasbourg. I hope I'm not turning too fast for you guys, eh? Yeah, I'm not even looking for it, you know, it's just everywhere. You see the little red pyramid, eh? It's sort of the concept of three as well, the base, the red house of pharaohs. As Max said, the little red shoes, eh? Where the base is, where they're standing on, where they come from, you know, you work your way up. So that's where it all started, little red shoes. Here too, you know, why not make a normal V? Why in red, eh? Templars, pharaohs, the red house, here's another one. The word votre, it means yours. Your success, votre réussite. It's everywhere. I just look, I'm not even looking for it. So this one here is the sun, and you see there's three things here, for Isis, Horus and Seth. There's one that's bigger than the rest, it's always the same. And the sun of course is Ra, Amun Ra. It's all pharaonic, they're the masters and everything belongs to them. Now this is a very smart one, you see it's an F, Fela. And you see the it's red and white for the pharaonic colors. And there's one triangle up and one down. If you just look at the one going down, it consists of two triangles. There's one triangle here and there's one here. So altogether, the triangle is the concept of three for the compass, and there are four of them, which assembles the concept of four for the square. That's a very smart one. Yeah. So here I'm hitchhiking with the guy here. What do I see? They're constructing houses here. Look at the logo. There's a square, there's a Templar's V in it, in white, and there's a triangle. So it's the concept of three, showing the compass, and there's the concept of four for the square, showing the square. And here it says August Imo. It was an emperor. It was a Roman emperor, August. And I filmed that in Nice, that thing. You see, it's everywhere. So this logo here, it shows the square and compass. There are three coins, corners in the triangle, and there are four corners in the square, making it all together seven.
So I ended up with some hillbillies here. You can see that. This one here can't get his car out anymore because the other one, 3 weeks ago, he beat his car. He barely got out of it alive, as you can see. Another one here tried to slit somebody else's throat. He didn't manage. It was like 1.5 years in a mental home. Incredible here. So this, there are Alsatians. But I was glad to have a bed. Well, again, long time ago. Yeah, so.
I can't really see it with the LCD screen, but anyway. So here I am, a Roche steak. There's an obelisk next to it, next to Joburg.
Wow, back home, eh?
Hello, like in Switzerland, how they stay, you know, or they're ethnic Swiss. So here in Alsace, here it says Alsace, the Alsatians. This is typical Swiss German. The Germans, they don't use this word. So the Alsatians are ethnic Swiss, as I told you. Ross, it means, it's the word for a horse. Just like in my name. It's an old Viking word. And tyke, that's a shallow part of water, you know. And so there's a shallow part of water in the forest. As there was a train here. So before the train, as you can see here, So before the train, there must have been a like a path, you know, for the horses and all this. And now, you know, they put this on it. Gold and black, like the Nazis, actually. And it has a crown. Why a crown? Because, as I told you, the lion is the symbol, one of the symbols of the aristocracy. No red nails, hey? Well, I had somewhere else I saw that. And this is like a snake. I sting you, you know? Like a dragon. And these two little things, you know, I don't know really what it is. Like an oval. So, you know, why else put a crown on the lion's head? I've never seen a lion with a crown on it in Africa. I've never seen this, right? So, hillbillies. Incredible hillbillies. Oh, man, eh? You wouldn't believe it, the things I heard here. Oh, now I remember what it reminds me of. You know, in this book, The Day of the Triffids, you can find it on YouTube too, you know, this plants that sting. It looks exactly like this. Exactly. Not a little bit, but exactly. Go and have a look at it. That's not a coincidence. You know. Otherwise, the book, it wouldn't get, you know, that famous. And I made a film about it. Yeah, look, the hillbilly's looking at me. Where is he? Yeah, they're all staring here. No, it's like, you know. Soon I'll probably see the sheriff, you know, coming into the wrong village, you know, like in the Rambo movie. Hello. Here I am. You know, the lion is having, it looks like a fur coat, you know, look at that. Aristocratic, you know, there's, you know, Dracula sort of coats, you know. You can also count these things here, you know, but never mind. With a red tongue, you know, it's about the only thing normal about this. So this is a typical, this is what they call the village after, take. This is a shallow, or it can be deep actually, a non-moving water, you know, where the, I don't really even know the name in English. Losing my English anyway, for the horses to come and drink, as there was, as we saw before, there was this the old railway, which used to be, of course, a horse track in the old days, you know, with the post. So this is Schrank. Can you speak something in English?
Schrank.
Quelque chose en anglais?
Ich bin strak, ganz strak.
Stark, ja.
Strak. Strak. Strak.
Oké, okay, merci. Ah, il est là aussi. Oké. Oké. Okay. So, these are the hillbillies here. I slept. Really nice people. Fantastic. That's the hillbilly dog.
Bonjour. Je vous présente la voiture que j'ai soigneusement achetée à mon frère. Il a soigneusement rendu dans cet état.
So it's his brother who wrecked the car 3 weeks ago. It was the other guy who was standing there, not the guy with the yellow hat. The guy with the yellow hat, he tried to slit somebody's throat. Okay, so let's go to your old timer.
On essaye de faire des bonnes actions pour soigner des...
So you can you tell me the story, what happened, that something pushed you to a suicide.
Bah, après le décès de mon père, il m'est arrivé beaucoup de... problème que jamais j'aurais imaginé qu'il c'est possible que ça m'arrive en aidant des amis et des choses comme ça qui m'ont poussé à qui à chaque fois que j'aidais quelqu'un ça partait dans le mauvais sens et enfin ça partait d'une bonne action mais ça arrivait toujours dans le mauvais sens où chaque fois il m'arrivait des galères insoupçonnées que j'ose même pas en parler
et so, ça a poussé... you took a rope and you jumped like 4 meters, right? T'as pris une corde et t'as sauté
ouais.
De 4 mètres.
Du coup ça, au bout d'un moment, j'ai pété les plombs, j'ai pris une corde, j'ai sauté de 4 mètres de haut et, là, et une grosse corde avec laquelle je tractais les voitures. Et cette corde, elle a cassé net quoi, au moment où j'ai sauté.
So this guy, he's really protected. You saw how... il était comment gros là, la corde?
Comme ça.
So it was like this, you know, the cord. And he jumped like from 4 meters, he was really fed up. And... it broke. It was. Ça s'était coupé comme avec.
Ça s'est coupé net, comme si c'était coupé au ciseau. Ah. Mais ah, mec, vraiment net, quoi.
Mec, t'as protégé, hein. Mais il y en a de démons. So I, you know, there are demons here because the horse carriage stopped here, as I just told you, as the railway was there, you know, and it. So there was something before the railway, but of course the post carriage, and so you know, restaurants opened up and a lot of bad things happened and good things as well. So that attracted demons, and there are demons in the house. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the night, so I know. So I'm trying to warn this guy. Okay, tu veux dire encore quelque chose?
Ben, non, je sais pas.
Tu veux raconter sur le film vite fait?
Malgré que j'ai fait tout ça, au final, ben, je m'en sors quand même bien et je vais quand même me battre pour aller plus loin et je continue à faire des films. J'ai déjà fait un long métrage, j'ai déjà travaillé sur 2 longs métrages d'ailleurs. Et là, je vais en faire un 3e, donc tout va bien au final quand même.
So he's
baisser les bras, faut relever la tête quand même au bout d'un moment.
So now he's working at a film set, so he's really protected. He has something to do in his life, you know. He has a road in front of him, and he's working on a film set in Paris. So this is the house. That's where I slept there on top, and it has to be cleaned out. Yeah. Okay. Well, say goodbye.
Goodbye. Bonne journée.
Merci beaucoup, Régis. Ça a été un honneur de te connaître.
C'est toujours un plaisir.
It's been an honor to know you. Well, I mean, you're still there. It's an amazing story.
Apparemment, dans ce village, en 1400, il y aurait eu toute une croisade qui serait passée ici de mercenaires et qui aurait tué tout le village et pillé l'église et tous les biens du village, en fait. Donc des cloches en or et des choses comme ça qu'il y avait dans le village. Et tout a disparu et jamais ça a été retrouvé. Enfin, c'est une histoire que les vieux du village y racontent, mais c'est fort probable.
So you just said that like 1400, so there was, you know, in the Crusades times, they murdered the entire village here, and the bells of the church, it's probably not that church, it disappeared and they never found it again. Hey, Swissy, I know when you took it, and the Swiss mercs. Hey, okay.
Et un jour, un matin, enfin pendant la nuit, j'avais 5-6 ans, et je me suis réveillé en sursaut dans la nuit, et il y avait 5 mecs autour de moi qui avaient des masques, et c'était bizarre. Et ces personnes, je me suis réveillé, je pouvais pas bouger, dès que j'essayais de bouger, j'avais tout autour de moi qui tremblait. Et d'un coup, il y a une lumière blanche qui est apparue, ils sont tous partis en courant, et ils ont sauté par la fenêtre alors que j'étais du 4e étage. Et la lumière blanche, elle s'est évaporée, et mon père, il est rentré dans la pièce en me disant qu'il a entendu un gros bruit alors qu'il n'y avait pas eu de bruit du tout, quoi.
Mais c'est ça la protection que tu as. C'est la même protection qui est venue pour couper la corde tout net. Et ce sont des 5, c'est un pentagramme, hein, 5, hein, des trucs diaboliques, quoi, qui t'ont poussé à le faire. Donc t'as attaqué, mais t'es hyper protégé, sûrement par tes ancêtres, par Dieu, à ceux qui croient ça. C'est ça qui t'a sauvé, la même chose. So the guy, he just told me he was 5 years old, and five weird guys, you know, demons, came into his room. He described them as well. That's not really important. Well, maybe it is. And then a white light came inside and protected him, and threw all these five things outside. His father ran into the room. But this is also the thing, you know, that made him, these five demons or entities that tried to push him to a suicide. And this guy is only 28 now. And the white light that came again and cut the cord. I mean, just look around, or, you know, the havoc going on here in a really quiet village. Alors, ce mec-là, tu peux le décrire vite fait?
Ces cinq
mecs, à quoi ils ressemblaient?
Il y en avait un qui avait une grande capuche sur la tête. L'autre, il avait un masque, on aurait dit une chèvre. L'autre à côté, on aurait dit une vache. Et l'autre côté, on aurait dit un cochon. Et celui juste à côté, on aurait dit un chien.
Ok. Comme un loup-garou.
Ouais, mais ouais. Comme si c'était un masque en plastique, tu sais. Mais c'était bien fait en tout cas. Ça avait l'air quand même réaliste.
Yeah. So he's just explained that the five demons or entities that entered his room when he was a child, one was having a black hood covering his head. That c'était sûrement le diable ou le chef, quoi. Mm. That was probably the man himself, you know, the man of evil. And the other ones, one was like a hell dog, and the other a goat. Well, okay, a goat, yeah. And a cow and a sheep. And using probably the animal entities helping him in his in these sort of things going on here, eh? Look, charming, isn't it? Now look at this one here. Oh, the other one. Charming, square and compass. It's all full of these sort of things here.